Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
All right. Tournament time is here. NBA season is booming. There's really nothing like basketball in March. Tons of tournament games with high stakes and high drama, all competing to cut down the nets as national champs. And betting opportunities are endless. So shout out to our partners at DraftKings who make a good time even better. Right now, all new customers who bet $5 will get $150 in bonus bets instantly. Want to know what you can do with that $150 in bonus bets? Stay in on the action and use your bonus bets on DraftKings. Same game parlays for a shot at even a bigger payout. So fill out your brackets and place your bets on who you think will rise to the top with DraftKings Sportsbook. Download DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code LOUNGE and bet just $5 on any wager and get $150 in bonus bets instantly with promo code LOUNGE only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours. I'm going to tell you why I believe that Steph Curry is the most influential on the court. Not saying influential off the court, not saying what he meant to hip-hop culture and culturally, but most influential on the court basketball player ever. Mm. I'm going to tell you why. Like, you think it's somebody else. It's all good. You can believe that. But I'm telling you, he the most influential basketball player. He influenced the game more than anybody. Mm. And then, we're going to talk about my time in Boston. Oh, there y'all go. Oh, yeah. We're going to talk about my time in Boston. Man, we got a lot to talk about. The Truth Lounge is going down, man. You got to hear what this dude got to say. I can't believe what he's talking about. This is crazy. All right, everybody. It's a lot going on. The NCAA tournament that started. I'm back on Undisputed, so make sure y'all tune in. But yesterday, oh, and by the way, welcome to the Truth Lounge. But yesterday, I was on the show. And I was talking about, I got a lot of flack from everybody. And I was saying that Curry is the most influential basketball player, which I meant influence on the game of basketball, over Michael Jordan, Kobe Bryant, LeBron James. And now we going to talk about that. We got J. Crow in the house once again. So this is something I want to go into further detail and talk about. So buckle up your seatbelt, and I want to hear what my man got to say about this, because we was talking about this shooting pool, so we're going to dive right into this. So, Jay, your thoughts, because I'm all right, let me spill mine. This is what was said. I said he had the biggest influence on the game of basketball because of the way everybody play right now. Mm-hmm. Everybody trying to emulate him at the guard. Everybody feel like I can get to the league if I can make threes from deep. And now I see it in you a coach. You see it in the AAU circuit. You see it in high school. You see it in college. Every time down, the guard is just saying, if I can make these threes, or three is better than two. And I feel like Curry got a lot to do with it, because attempts are way up. Nobody was shooting from half court, from logo before Steph. So you trying to tell me he didn't influence the game? When I go to the pickup games, Everybody want to. Everybody think they can shoot threes. When I look at the games night in and night out, everybody's emulating. You know, not only because of Steph, but I think Golden State did this too. It was a combination of Steph and the Golden State Warriors to where they showed you that you can win a championship shooting threes. They showed you, Steph showed you can win an MVP being a three-point shooter. And we've never seen that before where a guy who shot most of his attempts from three be so dominant. So what's your thought on that? His influence on the game is greater. And I want you to tell me why, because I just feel like Steph is like, all I do is go to the gym and shoot threes now.
Well, you know,
listen, dog, this ain't no interview. All that well, you know, all shit.
Well, what talk I'm saying is, okay, I'm telling you.
Talk to me. All that well, you know, I don't want to hear that.
All right, well, let me speak. All right.
Let's have a discussion.
Okay, we doing
like
that.
Like we was inside. I don't want to. All that,
well, what I'm saying is that you're talking about you go to the gym, you know, of course the old man can't drive the ball. They firing up wild threes. That's just number
one.
I'm not
the only one in there.
The 40 and over league.
Everybody doing it.
The 40 and overs.
No.
Everybody's tired. They firing up threes. This is my thing on that. Let's give Steph his credit. But this is my thing. Steve Kerr, he was an executive under D'Antoni. I give D'Antoni more credit than Stephen Curry would. Bringing in this style or this mentality.
I'm talking about the style of play. I'm talking about Steph influence.
Okay, well, can I say what I got to say?
All right, go ahead.
Let me say what I got to say.
Make it make sense.
I'm going to make it make sense for you. So I'm giving D'Antoni the credit, but I'm saying that when Steve Kerr came over, he changed the way Steph Curry played. And not only did he have Steph Curry, he had his brother, other Mr. Splash, Klay Thompson. So, yes. I look at both of those guys who fire threes, uncanny, relentless, as guys who are two of the greatest shooters of all time, who took what D'Antoni brought from Europe to the NBA. But when I think about the most influential on the court, I think about Jordan because, first of all, LeBron came in the league wearing his jersey.
Okay,
number.
But he wears jersey.
But also he influenced somebody else to be a GOAT. When you think about Jordan, there are so many videos of Kobe mimicking Jordan moves.
Cats wasn't like, I could be Jordan. First of all, you had to be able to dunk from free throw. Nah. You had to be able to score 30 every night.
There.
Come on, man. Everybody, you had to be 6'6".
He influenced
another
GOAT.
You had to have big hands.
Dog.
You had, look at all these things that's going against you wanting to be Jordan. 6'6", dunk from free throw, palm the ball, tongue out, swat. Curry is 6'3". He blends in the crowd. He walk in the New York street. He can blend in. They're like, I could be him.
Just because you're 6'3", you feeling like
I could be him, though.
But who's playing like Curry? Who's playing like Curry?
So I'm going to follow him more, and he going to influence me more.
Who plays like Curry?
Who plays like Curry?
Yeah.
Jordan's
influence wasn't just the style of play. It was the relentlessness. It was the swag. It was the wearing different like wristbands here, but also having that aggressive nature to go.
Style of play, though.
Yeah.
Who influenced style of play more? That's what
the coaching of D'Antoni influenced this whole style of play. I don't believe nobody plays like Steph Curry in the NBA but him. Trae Young doesn't play like Steph Curry to me.
You have to make an NBA comparison to Trae Young, who would it be?
Well, Steph Curry never got this assist ever in his career like Trae Young. So what he did, he took the Isaiah style and moved it out to the three because this is the range that
see,
people
now
are
now you say Trae Young played like Isaiah?
No, he took the Isaiah style, but
if
he moved it
say,
out to
when
the
they
three.
Say Kobe plays like Jordan.
Yeah.
Who does Trae Young emulate?
He does not play like Steph Curry.
Who does he emulate, bro? Who does Dame Lillard emulate?
Dame Lillard?
Yeah. That's Steph Curry. That's the Steph Curry effect, bro.
Steph Curry effect.
That is.
He doesn't shoot them like the way Steph Curry shoots them.
Nobody was shooting for
Steph Curry's influential.
Nobody was shooting consistently. I don't remember nobody shooting from the logo before Steph Curry. Just consistent. Like, I'm going to come in and pull this if the shot clock ain't winding down.
You ever seen me in the church league?
Man, nah, nobody was influenced by that. Nobody was influenced by that. Now, I'm talking about overall his.
Who's shooting from the logo now? Trae Young and LeBron James. Who else?
Luka Doncic.
Luka and Trae Lillard. So Lillard. It's 450 people in the league. So we're saying like six people. So we're saying like less than 1%.
Hold on. Let me Jordan Poole.
Okay. Six people.
All right. How many cats was dunking, put their tongue out?
All the athletes. Jordan influenced because that was the whole thing. Remember, the game went to an athletic driving game. You had people that didn't fit the bill, but they was trying to find guys who can play like Jordan in that time.
It's a difference from
the game has evolved from the Jordan era.
Emulating you to, I can wear your shoes, or I can dress like you, or I can wear my knee pad.
No, all the guards tried to play like Jordan, bro.
Or my all the off guards. That position,
he influenced the position. Like, Steph Curry is a unique position because we don't know if he's a point, he's a two, he's this, that, and other. Jordan is the shooting guard. He defines the position. He made everybody else want to play like him. Whether you can jump that high or not.
Scottie Pippen influenced more players than Jordan because people couldn't be Jordan. But people said, all right, I can be a point forward.
Who's the Scottie Pippen you're talking about?
I can be a point forward.
Who, Ben Simmons?
I emulated Scottie, Grant Hill.
You were a small
Steve
forward.
Steve Smith. People said I could be the point forward now. LeBron James.
He wore what he number changed did LeBron that. Wear?
No, he wore 23, but I'm saying play style. Pippen changed the game more than Jordan.
Well, I like Pippen because I realized, like, I play with you.
Jalen Rose.
You know why you be like
Jalen
Pippen?
Rose?
You know why you say Pippen? I give Pippen credit because I played with you in high school, right? I saw how good you was. I better slide to number two.
So Jordan saw Pippen.
And Pippen saw Jordan. Saying, he knew. Jordan Look, influenced let me help.
Jordan influenced the culture. Kobe influenced the culture. LeBron.
Jordan birthed
the game. But as far as people like,
goat,
I
want to
be
bro.
Like this.
Kobe.
Who emulated Kobe?
When you,
after Kobe, who?
You listen.
Who?
Name a where's the right goat now. That? So where's the goat that Steph influenced? Jordan made us another goat. He was so great that Kobe said, let me follow this blueprint to be a GOAT. That
Curry
is
gonna
great
be so
influence.
Cold that ain't gonna be nobody gonna follow that.
So no influence.
That's influence because he can't no do influence. It. Nobody can copy this.
Exactly.
Jordan
so you can't
copied.
Have influence.
Jordan got copied.
Thank
Steph
you.
Is not
See,
gonna
he made
be
my
able
point.
To get,
See what he said?
They gonna
he said
try.
Jordan got copied.
Yeah, you're gonna try.
This is what I'm talking about. See, listen.
Come on, man.
When you have these discussions, you realize you just keep talking. And then the evidence reveals
That's
itself.
Crazy.
You heard what he said? He said Jordan got copied.
Because nobody's going to be able to copy
results,
Steph.
Like, not excuses. Nobody will be able to copy Steph. No influence compared to Jordan.
It is influence. They
Jordan
try.
Made
they
us
try.
Another GOAT. Think
they
about
try.
That. Jordan made us a GOAT. He showed us.
We thought that was impossible, though. That should have been impossible.
Just if like I can be
we never going to see another Shaq. We're never going to see another Shaq.
Well, you got to be 7 feet and big and beautiful.
Exactly.
Shaq is unique. But Jordan.
That's why it's going to be more
Jordan,
people.
Jordan, you
in
thought
it,
you could be
gonna
like.
It's going to be more people 6'2", 6'3".
Because when you a
and
kid.
And say, I can be Steph. That's what I'm saying. I ain't saying.
When you a kid, you don't know how tall you're going to be.
Who your son play like?
Me.
Steph Curry. Steph, no, you crazy. You
play
ain't,
no
close,
Steph
you ain't
Curry.
Even close to
you know,
don't
with play
your
like
son.
Steph Curry running around. He off the ball, cracking.
Nah, he on the ball.
Check
doing
my,
all of that.
Listen, I'm a two-time MVP in Europe, 2003. All right, Ukraine, BC Kiev.
He didn't peace, see that, though. He didn't
peace
see that.
In Ukraine and Russia
he didn't see
region.
That. Your son didn't
all
see
right?
that.
He's seen the film. He's read the articles.
He didn't see it.
Pandemic.
Bro.
He read.
Got,
yes, he has. He's
no
seen all that.
You ain't got no VCR, bro.
We got. It's already been converted in. To DVD.
Nah, there ain't no more DVDs.
I have DVDs at home.
Nah, you ain't no more.
I do.
They don't even make DVDs no more.
I got DVDs.
He ain't watching
at home.
That. He watching digital.
Listen.
And he watching Steph.
He watched me.
Nah.
We'll have him on the show, y'all.
Nah,
he'll tell him.
We have to bring him on.
He play
on.
Like
who
me.
Who you gonna play? Who you play like your dad or Steph right now? Who
he
you
don't play
at?
Like Steph.
Who you worked out with this summer? Jordan Poole. Oh, you did? Who Jordan Poole play like? Who you trying to play? Oh, Steph Curry.
Yeah.
There we go.
Plays like me. He's a better point guard. He's more assists.
Let's call J2. Let's ask him. All right. Let's
Jesus,
ask.
These calls is yeah, real.
He play like you, huh?
Yeah.
All right, let's call J2.
He's gonna answer from wherever. He's a kid. He answers his phone. Let's see.
All right, Carl, let me talk.
I'm going to ask what I'm saying. You talk.
I'm putting him on speaker. I want to ask the question.
Okay. Here we go. Let's turn the volume up. Raw, authentic.
J2.
Yeah.
Who people say you play like? If it was a comparison
no, don't
to
ask
you.
Him that. Do you play like your dad or something?
Who like if people come watch you play, what they be saying? You play like who?
Brandon Jennings.
BG.
Brandon Jennings.
Tough crowd.
No
baby.
Steph Curry.
Nah.
Come on, man. Come on. Come on, because he's left-handed. That's why.
De'Aaron Fox. He get to De'Aaron Fox.
All right. You play you closer to your dad or Steph Curry?
Closer to like my dad? No, I play more like Steph.
There we go. All right, good looks, my guy.
You got to study.
I'll holler at you later. There we go. That's what I'm saying. It's influence, dog. No, not my dad.
He don't play like Steph. No, he's on the
he
ball.
He just said it.
Steph is off
he
the ball.
He just said it.
I'm his coach.
He's just a kid. He got me sweating, dog.
He's just a kid. But what did he say? He said, If you ask him, Steph.
If you play more like Steph or your dad.
Of course he's going to say the $100 million player.
No, he's going to say.
If somebody watches him, would evaluate him.
I play like my dad. My dad was cold.
That was cold.
Like Steph.
He don't play like Steph. He don't play off the ball like Steph. He don't run around and shoot like that. He don't do that.
All right. I got Steph the most influential as far as emulating, playing like. He got Jordan. Let me hear in the comments who you got. I'm just saying, though. Dude changed the game. He changed. How many people do we say he changed the game?
Jordan.
Steph changed the game. I heard LeBron say Steph
all the money went
changed
up.
Changed the game. Listen, LeBron got most influence.
Just because LeBron said it don't mean that it's true. Listen, I'm a historian of this game. So I'm going with D'Antoni brought in the three-point shooting, right? And let's go research that.
D'Antoni brought in the three-point shooting. What you
mean? The coaching style. The coach has to let you do it.
If that's the case, then we played that style back in 2002 with Coach O'Brien. We brought that style in for the Celtics.
Okay.
Look it up.
Y'all was jacking.
We had the small, we had the stretch shooting four.
No, y'all was trying to shoot.
We was shooting threes,
so
and that's
Curry,
how we was
y'all.
Gonna play and win. No, I'm saying as a team, we brought small ball, we had the stretch shooting four. So don't say D'Antoni because this style, and then if you go back and look at our championship team, our best lineup was Eddie House, Ray Allen, me, James Posey, 4 3-point shooters, and KG.
Listen.
So that style of play.
Yeah, all this
but
stuff
we didn't
good
shoot 1,000 threes. Nobody averaged 12 threes a
you
game.
You heard what he said.
So Steph is credited with changing the game. So I never heard nobody say that about Jordan. Jordan, the GOAT. Braun, the GOAT.
He birthed the GOAT.
I never hear people say about they changed the game.
He birthed the GOAT. When you put a GOAT, when you have another GOAT that plays your exact style, that is the greatest influence because you create your style was so good, you created another guy who's arguably a GOAT.
James Harden got more influence
than Curry?
Nah, than a lot of these cats. How many? Now everybody doing the step back.
I thought you did the step back.
Yeah, I did.
So who gets it, James Harden or you?
Obi-Wan.
I'm the Yoda in all of this.
So what
he's
you?
Obi-Wan. Yeah, but I was the first one to make that my go-to move. James Harden in the social media era, he started doing it. Now, if you ain't got a step back in your game, you can't even play in the league.
So we give James Harden.
So now I'm going to name other players that have more influence. Manu Ginobili. If you ain't got Euro right now,
yeah,
you
like
can't play in the league. You fighting that?
No, I love Euro.
So if we say influence, I'm talking about not off the court. And that's what y'all got to understand, fans. I'm not talking about off the court influence. On the court influence, Steph, James Harden, Manu Ginobili. They got more influence on the game of basketball than Jordan, Kobe, and LeBron. Think about that. If you ain't got a Euro step, man, when Ginobili came in doing that, and I know other players was doing that, Marshall Lonis, you know, all these other guys was doing it, but when Ginobili was doing it, and he was doing it in the finals on a big stage and all of that, that's when people really saw it. Then D-Wade came with his. You saw D-Wade, boom. Then now the whole league doing it.
Yeah, I like that.
So
I like Ginobili's
influence.
We want to
talk
influence.
About influences.
I like Ginobili.
Them cats right there got more influence than the top guys that ever played the game.
When Jordan, Ginobili?
Ginobili. Ginobili.
Jesus, this guy's reaching.
No. I'm going to name five guys that might have more influence. Listen to this, though. And I want y'all to think.
Ginobili had more influence than Jordan.
Don't just react. You got to think about this.
Michael.
I'm going to name four or five players that got
more influence. Roy Williams. I'm sorry.
Listen to this. I apologize. Listen to what I'm saying, though.
I apologize.
You just hearing the names.
I appreciate everything you've done, Roy Williams.
Listen, everything you've done has been amazing. Listen to what I'm saying. Everybody, listen to what I'm actually saying. Y'all reacted.
I heard you say Ginobili had more influence than Jordan.
I'm about to tell you four players that had more influence on just the game and how we play the game. Listen to what I'm saying. Don't react.
Okay.
Because
I'm listening.
Ginobili. Curry.
I love Ginobili. I love Ginobili.
James Harden.
But Ginobili.
Dirk Nowitzki.
I saw Ginobili.
Dirk Nowitzki. So you telling me.
I would give Dirk Nowitzki. No, I'm going to put Dirk Nowitzki over Steph Curry, over Impact. Yes, let's do that. I'm going with Dirk Nowitzki. Whatever you want to say about Jordan, I'm going with Jordan over everybody. But I'm going to go with Dirk Nowitzki over Steph Curry. Because now the advent of the three-point shot and the stretch four and his impact on the game is greater than Steph Curry. There's nobody that plays like Steph Curry. There's a lot of people that have tried to play like Dirk Nowitzki in terms of spacing the floor and trying to get the big man out and being able to shoot the three like that. When we saw Dirk Nowitzki play at the Nike Hoops Summit, we knew that was a different player, right? And that player has changed the way that we play today. So that's what I'm saying. I'm saying that the greatest influence on the game is the European style.
All the gameplay.
And Steph Curry's skill set is a great, he has a great skill set to the European style. Because the European style is positionless. That's where the positionless basketball comes from. Because they have multiple players playing in different spots that we didn't play with. You know, if you was a big man, you set the down screen, you dove. Period. You didn't pop, you didn't do all that kind of stuff. That we played double-headed bigs. European, they play with space, they play with cuts, they play with driving lanes. That's their style.
Now, if you want to talk about
Dirk Nowitzki over Steph,
that's a great one, P. All right, so now let's go to, if you want to talk about basketball culture. Okay, I give you Jordan. I give you Allen Iverson.
It's Jordan. I give culture, you, money, game, style. Is Michael,
absolutely.
Jeffrey. No, all absolutely. Of it. All of it. He's over Iverson. They someone say Iverson changed the game. Look, Iverson made cornrows non-gangster. I give him that, all right? And he made tattoos. He didn't do that. He made tattoos cool because Dennis Rodman didn't make tattoos cool. Right. It was just Dennis Rodman. So, culturally, I'm still giving Jordan. Jordan had everybody wearing knee braces with no knee injuries.
I got that now. So that's a different topic, but as far as on how you play the game.
Dirk Nowitzki now. Dirk, I'm going to go with Dirk.
Ginobili. Steph. James
Get
Harden.
Steph out of there.
Everybody got a step.
Nobody
back.
Play like Jordan.
Everybody
Nobody
got
play
a,
like Harden.
Everybody got a Euro step. Everybody want to be a stretch four now. So, I mean, you got to think about what I'm saying.
I like it. You said Dirk, and that was a great one because I think now that you say that, you got to put Dirk over Steph, dog. Because you got to
have a rank.
No, you got to put Dirk over him because you look at the influence on the game. Cat Williams. I said Cat Williams. My fault. Cat Williams in the news so much. Karl-Anthony Towns. Right, but the four position now from Robin Lopez, from everybody.
No big can't shoot a three. If your big
that's
can't
Dirk
shoot a
the
three,
whiskey,
that's
dog.
Dirk the whiskey.
So that's the greatest impact because
if you
it's
just
more,
can't shoot a three. Period.
It's more. It's more people that play like Dirk than play than try to play like Dirk than run around shooting them crazy threes like Steph. Like the Steph is the greatest in that role, but I don't think he influenced as many players to play like him because I don't think nobody can play like him.
We got March Madness going on. Crazy buzzer beaters. But what came to my mind, man, is had me thinking, who you think got the sickest buzzer beater all time in the NBA? And I'm talking about the sickest buzzer beater. No time on the clock. It's over. Let's go home. And I just was thinking in my mind, I was thinking like, damn. It's a couple that come to mind. I ain't gonna even lie. Because there's a lot of cats that got 0.1, 2 seconds on the clock, 0.8. No time on the clock. Who you think got the sickest buzzer beater all time in the league? All time. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna tell you mine though. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Let me get mine though.
Who's yours?
It's Kawhi Leonard versus the Sixers. You know why? Because look, he hit you, series over. I seen a motherfucker cry after. And it propelled them to the chip. Like, it don't get no better than that. Because if you don't make this shot overtime, time, you know, you go overtime, you never know what can happen. And I ain't never seen this type of emotion out of Kawhi. Because think about that. You missed that shot. History changed. So, and you put a motherfucker out the playoffs.
Yeah, I like that one.
Out the playoffs. That's it ain't no one. Tomorrow. Man, mm-hmm. I seen a cat. I ain't going to say no names, but somebody cried after that, though.
Yeah, that was a heart. That was a heartbreaker.
That's got to be the most heartbreaking thing. To get hit at the buzzer, there's nothing you can do. You got to go home, and all you think about, you might not even go outside no more. You might not even go outside that summer. Because I think about, like, losing in the playoffs. It's a lot of summers. I didn't go outside, and I didn't get hit like that. But if you get hit at the buzzer to end the series, oh, man, that's cold-blooded. So who you think, because I got some that come to mind outside of Kawhi, but I put Kawhi up there.
I like that one.
Coldest one ever.
I like that one.
To send somebody home. Zero on the clock. You in the locker room. You might be in your jersey for the next hour. You might not even shower. You might just go home in your jersey.
Yeah, I like that one.
Who you got?
For me, I'm gonna go with this one.
What's that? What you just did?
That is Damon Lillard.
He did this?
Yeah, good night.
Oh.
Damon Lillard.
On PG,
because it was so much back and forth trash talk. So then he sent them home with a buzzer beater in PG face, hit them with the nice and the after reaction. For me, I like Yo 3 interview as the best respect. Because now that's going to go on.
My buzzer beater interview.
No, because you hear that going on. That's the biggest catchphrase.
That's iconic.
Yeah,
that's
I call iconic. Game. So you banked it in.
But it didn't so end I the can't, series, though.
But it was killer. I'm gonna go with Damon Lillard because of the stakes. Ooh. Because if I can put myself in, who would I want to do? I would love to be talking trash.
No, I ain't gonna lie. That was cold. Because you know why? Because Damon hit him. I ain't never seen. No. Listen, I didn't hit a lot of buzzer beaters, you know, in my life, and I'm emotional. I have never seen nobody hit a buzzer beater to send you home and then look at the camera like.
Yeah. Yeah, he looked like.
He was like.
He did his job. He looked like.
He was like.
What's that movie with Tom Cruise and Jamie Foxx who was killing everybody?
He gave y'all the Godfather. Wow. Like. It was
Collateral.
Almost,
he was Tom
you
Cruise.
Know what it reminded me of, you know what I thought of? It was like when the Godfather about to off somebody and hit you with he just looked like.
Yeah, so
he had the Godfather look like.
He's used to murder.
Jesus. That might have been the coldest
I'm going with that one. I'm going with that one.
Ever seen for somebody to win at the buzzer and send somebody home. How you not get emotional after that? Because you like, I do this.
That's iconic. So I'm going to go with that.
No, but look, they all diving on him. They all hide. They all. He looking up like, that was crazy. No, all right, you know what? That was cold. Yeah. Damn, you cold. Damn, you got. He not only got one, but two.
I mean, Jordan.
But you can't forget about Jordan versus the Cavs. You know what make that cold, too? That it was, they was down one. So the degree of the pressure of that is even greater. So the other two we talked about.
And it was a breakthrough. It was a breakthrough, right? It was a breakthrough still for the Bulls Jordan era. That was a big breakthrough to get that series.
What other good ones is there? Just
he misses it, they go home.
He misses, then they go home. If Lillard miss his, they go overtime. If Kawhi miss his, at least it's overtime. If Jordan miss his, they go home. That's what's so cold about it. Damn, yes. Jordan got to be up. Damn.
Jordan, you know what I mean?
You think Jordan?
No, for me.
The reason I got Kawhi is because they propelled them to the championship and they won the chip that year. The other cats, Jordan, Lillard, next round, they got hit. Kawhi went all the way and finished the job. So that's what made that shot way more special. That's going to be on the whole championship tape. You know what I'm saying? That's gonna be on the whole tape.
Kawhi's shot was, you know what I mean, kind of considered a lucky shot though. It touched every part of the rim.
Like you act like he can't shoot. You act like he wasn't killing that game.
No.
That's a lucky shot.
So
my bank shot was luck too, right? That was luck. Like I ain't never did that.
Yeah. Did you call? I called game. Yeah. What did he ask you? Did you call glass?
I called game.
You was offended.
So you should be, Kawhi should be offended that he went to his spot, shot the fadeaway.
That's not his spot.
Looked at it.
He threw it up.
Hey, look.
He begged.
He was sitting there. Looked at me. He was like.
He was sitting there begging. Oh, will it? Will it? He was sitting there. Will it? Please. Will it? Oh, yeah. So Leonard looked like. Lillard looked like, you guard me like this, you don't know I got this deep range, just sit, I'm chilling. Paul George sitting there in the stance, looking, are you looking?
And Paul George is an elite defender.
He shot it, knew he was going to make it, he looked like, are you stupid?
What about John Stockton over Houston? See, this is the history of the game, that was the end of the series.
Now that broke my heart, I'm not going to lie, I was for Barkley. I wanted Barkley to break through. Yeah, I wanted him to break through. They was winning the series. I remember that series. He came down. Stockton was phenomenal in the fourth quarter. Hit the three-pointer. It's over. So I respect that shot. But I just think Lillard, because it was so much banter going through. Because in this new era, it was a lot of media banter that we didn't have in the game back then. Yeah. It was like a real, you felt like it was like a real hatred. And then for you to have an opportunity to kill your prey and then look at him.
What's the most heart? All right, let's pick a shot. What's the most heartbreaking shot in NBA to you in NBA history?
Heartbreaking?
It don't have to be. It could be last minute with a couple seconds on the clock. It don't have to be zero this time. Heartbreaking, like damn.
That's a tough one. I'm trying to think. I gotta really think.
He hit.
I mean. I don't know. That's tough. You got to give me some opportunities.
Damn! Like you was a fan and you watched it and you kind of crumbled.
Like, can I tell you? No. Can I just say something? What I will say, I don't know if this is in my lifetime of watching the game. When Ron Artest made that three, I just knew. I felt it was. Broke my spirit.
Now you gonna bring that shit up? That's crazy, bro.
Yeah, it canceled all.
That's crazy.
We had plans at the Beverly Wilshire.
That's crazy.
Everything was canceled.
That's crazy.
Everything was canceled.
That's crazy. That's wild.
Yeah,
that's
you wild. Said heartbreaking. I mean, I'm thinking that's about something wild. I can. Because I was thinking about the after that's party wild. And we had everything set up. It was game 7. It was at the Beverly Wilshire. We had the room booked. So now I felt
people don't know this. We had the party set up.
The party was canceled. And I knew when Ron Artest made that shot, I was like, oh, it's
over.
Come on.
Listen, dog, listen. First of all, Kobe on the left wing is crucial. Ron, who you rather hit the shot? Ron, Meta, or Cole? Ray on him. I'm in help. Like, man, leave him open. That's Cole. Leave him open. If he hit this, hat off, y'all got it. So I'm in help position, and he kick it to dude, and I challenged late when he hit that, bro.
Yeah.
I can't believe you brought that.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's crazy.
It's like you said.
That's crazy.
Drake, damn. He got a new song, Drake.
Oh, man, we need to talk about something else.
Ron, if you watching this,
last week, man, we was in Boston, man. We had a chance to get out to some fans. We had a chance to go to the game. We watched the Phoenix game and everything, man. So, you know, check this reel out. We had a chance to talk to some fans, gave away some jerseys, got to the city. It was nothing but love. You know when I come to the city, it's love. Check it out.
I'm giving away a signed autographed jersey. I have some truth trivia. All you got to do is answer the question. I'll sign an autographed jersey. It's yours. Name one of my teammates.
Kevin Garnett. In what year was Larry Bird born? Next question.
Who coached the 08 Celtics?
Doc Rivers.
There you go.
Check this out. We're here at the Union Oyster House. And while we're here, we're gonna do a clam chowder review. All right, we're gonna go start off with smell. Smell. Okay, passes the smell test. Oh yeah. I got the potato. I got the clam in there. Union Oyster House is a 5-star clam chowder. No doubt. Truth is truth. You my boy, but this is Boston. And I didn't make this shirt, buddy.
Let's go!
Yo, it's been an amazing day. This is what it's like hanging with the troop on game day. We had a chance to interact with some fans, gave away some jerseys. We was out in the streets. We came to the game, got the W most importantly. Yo, this is the truth experience here in Boston. They don't get no better than this. We out.
Before at the old facility, we just had little small pictures. Now it's grueling to this.
You're not only coming into a practice arena, you're coming into like an actual museum.
Service to others is the rent you pay for your room here on Earth. That's what's up. I'm Muhammad Ali. That's what's up.
Everything we've done is kind of built on the backs of like all you guys.
I mean,
you go
players,
all the way back
man.
To Russell and Red, all the way through
Absolutely.
To you and Kevin and Ray and Rondo and those teams. And yeah, I mean, that's what's great. And everything we try to do, as you know, like around here, is a tribute to the guys who came before, the people who built this.
When you go to a museum and you look at certain things, that's what our practice facility is like. It's because there's history in here. And there's other practices, they don't have no history. So that's what it is in Boston, in the garden, and in our practice facility. You see the old pictures, just like you see the old dinosaur bones. You see the banners, just like you see the hieroglyphics. It's a museum.
No one has that history.
Right.
And yeah, it's what makes the Celtics the Celtics. And we always, you know, we have a marketing tagline this year, you know, it's different here.
Yeah.
it is different here, and that's a big part of what makes it different. It's like the guys who came before, the people who built this, all the great players, the Hall of Famers, people like yourself who won championships here. It's been such a treat to have him involved with the team. It's great for him to come in here, spend time with our guys, particularly the time he spent this summer with, you know, with JT and others. It's been really cool to see that connection coming back, because again, that's what makes the Celtics the Celtics. Yeah. It's the greats who played before, you know, passing the baton to the players of today. And so it's been really neat to have Paul around to help us with that.
You got to pass it down like it was passed to me. You got to continue to do that. So I want them to see that. So when they're long gone and the next generation of Celtics come in, they can do the same thing.
Yeah. He's all grown up now. It's always
thank
buddy.
You,
see
you, man. Thank you. Well, it's just always good to get back and engulf myself amongst the Celtic culture. Enjoy going to the games, enjoy watching practice, because the forefathers before me did the same thing. And I just try to keep the tradition, man. You know, this is what being a Celtic is all about. Because if the younger generation don't see this, it won't continue. I'm glad we had to capture some stuff, you know, because every time I come to Boston, I'm amongst the people. I'm a man of the people, and everybody knows this. And so just to capture it so people can really see it, this is what I've always done since being retired. Getting out in the community, showing love to the fans, because they always show love to me.
I competed against Paul a long time ago, a long, long time ago, when I was playing the Milwaukee Bucks. He was a member of, of course, the Boston Celtics. So our competitive nature just drew us together. You know, he wanted to win, I knew that, and he knew I wanted to win, and we just competed against each other. So when I became a part of the Boston Celtics in 2008, I think I came here in like in February, He welcomed me with open arms, and with Kevin Garnett was a former teammate of mine, and Ray Allen was a former teammate of mine. So I basically knew a lot of guys on the team before I even got here. Fast forward 15 years later, 16 years later, man, it's the brotherhood we have. We did something special together, winning an NBA championship, bringing Banner 17 back to Boston.
This one took a lot of blood, sweat, and tears out of me, boy. I tell you, 10 hard years. Should have had a second one. Oh, man. Sorry, I'm gonna cherish this one, though. He's like, oh, you only got one. Okay, it's people that ain't got none. I'll take it. Yeah, I was in the city kicking it, you know what I'm saying? You ain't been to the city in a minute, dog. It's turned. It's different, dog. You know what I'm saying? So, got the truth trivia, you know, I'm the man of the people, baby. You know what I'm saying? What you think with your boy? What you think?
Man, that Boston love is just incomparable.
Right.
You know, that's crazy. The love, like, for me going back and having an opportunity to go to the games and taking it all in when you was doing your thing out there. It's a different feeling.
Right.
And so I just know when you go back there, it's like a second home.
Yeah, for sure.
And it's like you fit right in. I mean, the one thing that you did as a player that I respected is that you always ingratiated yourself with the veterans. JoJo White,
right,
everybody.
Maxwell.
You was a guy, like you always had the time. A lot of young players, when they talk about the young players today, they don't respect the OG. They don't respect the history of the game.
Right. I come back. They like, man, I let them know the OG here, man, it's love. Yeah. But a lot of this generation with the people and the players in my past, I don't see a lot of that right now. You know what I'm saying? I saw that when I played, but like even right now, and I don't know if there's a disconnect, but like, man, I make it a point that I come back. They can see my face in the summer. They in LA, man, chop it up, holler at me. I'm out here, we can go to dinner, we can work out, whatever. You know, I make it a point to do that, but a lot of franchises ain't got that history.
That's my point. It's not the Celtics,
they ain't got that culture,
right?
Though.
I feel like it's not the Celtics.
They ain't got that culture.
No, it's not the Celtics.
But man, I had a chance to watch this Phoenix game versus Celtics. Dog, they looking right, bro. And I'm telling you, if they win it this year, I think they're going to go down as one of the greatest teams that ever been assembled. What you think? What you been watching? What you think?
You know.
But hold on. You know what? You over here like, I don't know.
I got something for you.
Give me some facts, because I mean.
So currently, right now.
Are they going to win 70 games?
They not going to win 70 games, no.
Well, you got to win 70 to be in the conversation. Right? Well, I mean, I would say, right? You said one of the greatest. You said the greatest or one of?
All right, they're not going to win 70 games, but I will tell you this. All right,
okay.
They're on pace to be an historic team.
Okay.
And I'll tell you why.
Okay.
I wrote some things down for you. They're number one in defensive efficiency.
Okay.
Right now, number one in offensive efficiency currently.
Mm-hmm.
So they should end the season about number one. They have an 11-game lead on second place in the Eastern Conference. Three players that average 20. Top three in net ratio all time, brother. Yeah. All time.
So what you're doing is you're...
No, I'm not done. Stop.
Fail.
I'm not done.
Okay, more.
They're top five all time in point differential currently at 11.5. And let me tell you the other teams that are ahead of them.
Okay.
You have the 72 Lakers,
mm-hmm.
who won a title. You have the 71 Bucks, who also won a title.
Kareem.
And then number three, I mean, no big deal. The 72-10 '96 Bulls,
mm-hmm.
who won a title. And then fourth is the 2016-17 Warriors,
mm-hmm.
who also won a title. And right behind them are the Celtics. And saying that, it looks like I'll be hanging out on the duck boat this year, smoking a cigar, having some drinks. And if you don't consider this one of the all-time teams, if they win a title, and let me point out the 2018, we had a 10-point differential, which mm-hmm. had us in the top 10. This is scary. That's all I'm saying. This is scary, and I know they ain't won it yet. But history says
they should win it.
They should win it, barring any injuries or anything. So,
okay,
you know.
Well, let me just say this:
winning it this year, buddy.
Say this. I like the Celtics' chances. All right, I like the Celtics' chances
because I don't see none of these historic numbers on the Denver side, and I know they're defending champs.
Denver is not after historic numbers. They have the best player that one of the best players we've ever seen. Right? But I like Boston's chances, you know. But listen, if you can't make the duck boat, we can get a boat out here at the marina. We can get a cigar. We can hang out. And we can just, we can talk about it. We can have a therapy session.
If the Celtics win, my appearance fee go up.
Well, look, I'm for it.
Hey, I need
but
the
no, real talk, real talk, real talk.
My appearance fee is
so
going
you
up.
Think this you team
want Paul
is better
Pierce for an hour?
You think this team
is
better than the 2018 right here? You going to give them that?
What's happening?
You think this team is better than 2018 that won 66 games? Will this team win 66 games?
If they win 66 games and based on the numbers, that's a good game. That's a good game. I mean, the way the game is played now, but I will tell you our death lineup of Rondo. No. This was our death lineup. Eddie House. Posey. So look, we're going to put Eddie House. We're going to put him on Jrue Holiday. All right, now you got James Posey. We'll put him on Jaylen Brown. Paul Pierce? Oh, yeah, we can match up with Jason Tatum. Yeah. And then Ray Allen. You know, we'll throw him on
White.
We'll throw him on White. And then KG going to match up with Porzingis. That's cold. Ooh.
It's going to be tough for KG.
Ooh. It's going to be tough for KG.
Oh, yeah. He ain't guarding nobody that was out there running around like that.
You act like KG ain't one of the greatest defenders of all time. Who can slide his feet, who can recover, who can help and recover to the three.
No.
And then,
KG is one of the all-time greats. There's one player that's been his, like, kryptonite. Who was it?
Man,
who was it? You know who it is. You know who I'm about to say.
But anyway,
who was his kryptonite?
That's a great game.
Dirk Nowitzki. Wait,
you know, they put
Porzingis. No, just that run around three is taking KG a lot of responsibility.
Porzingis is cold.
Tatum and you.
Nowitzki is an all-time great. Come on, don't do that. Don't do that.
All right. I like the Celtics. Don't do that. I like the Celtics. I'm looking forward to, for them to put it down this year. They've been having, I think they're ready to go. I think they're mentally, I like ooh, them mentally.
Did you hear them matchups? That was sick matchups, right? Ooh.
Eddie House and Drew Holiday's a wash. So I think we're going to go there, double team, and play out.
Ray Allen.
No, Eddie House.
All right, that's cool. That's what I'm saying. That's a good matchup, though.
It's not a, that's just right there.
So next position.
Dog, White and Ray, that's a solid matchup. They can, yeah, solid they, that can wash. Me and Tatum can wash. Where's the advantage at? That's why I'm saying this is a battle. That'll be a battle of the
Yeah,
Titans.
I like the 2018.
That's a great matchup.
Toughness, mentality.
But then we go to the bench. Rondo. Rondo didn't even come off the bench. I'm just saying that matchup alone. You can even say Rondo, Drew.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Ray.
No, no,
White.
I love it.
Ray
I love
and
that.
White.
I love that. I think
Posey.
Great teams. We just got to see Boston get it done this year. We're
yeah,
looking forward to it.
They get it done. It's going to be a lot of talk about
I'm looking
this.
Forward to it. I wouldn't bet against them. But if you told me, look, you got to put your money down. You can't be afraid. I would just, I'm just such a great Jokic. He just, nobody scares me like him in the NBA today.
Bro. I love Joker too.
I can't bet against him because
he's. Well, you rank him all time as far as centers.
It's hard. Like,
man, I heard somebody say he more dominant than Shaq. You rolling? Is he more dominant than Shaq?
That's tough. Tough.
Ooh, that's a good. Tough. Is he more dominant than Shaq?
He's no, he's more versatile.
No goddamn way is he more dominant than Shaq. It was easy. It was give me the ball and it's going to go right in the hoop. Period. I ain't no fancy throw up jump hook. Ain't no up and under. Give me the goddamn ball and it's in the hoop and let's get back on D. Do you agree that we're witnessing and we are taking an all-time team? This is a possibly, if they win it, this is an all-time team. This probably, if this team
no,
wins.
No, if they win it, it's an all-time team.
If they win it, they'll be considered a top five all-time team.
If they win it, I can say that. If they win it, it's an all-time team. Definitely. I mean, you
top
got,
five.
Yeah.
They, I'll put them.
They got great players on this team. You can't knock it. Yeah. Picking up Porzingis. Jeez. I mean, that was like, it reminds me of when the Lakers got McAdoo. It was like a cheat code.
Man, people ain't going that way back, bro. People don't know. Come on, man. Speak some names. People.
That's what I'm here for, to educate the people. Like you said, that's what I'm here for.
Everybody didn't watch Winning Time, bro.
Well, you know, get your DVR ready.
Who do you guys think are going to win the championship this year? Obviously, I believe the Celtics are going to win it. Tell me your picks in the comments. Man, I appreciate y'all joining us today. The Truth Lounge is always lit. We got some sick subjects, influence, teams. Leave it all in the comments, your thoughts. Got my man, Jay Crow. Next week, we coming outside. We're going to barbecue next week. You're going to see some, ooh, we might throw the burgers and the salmon on. Thanks for joining us. Truth Lounge. We out.
Everyone is talking about magnesium. It's all you hear about. But why? What do we know about magnesium? Well, magnesium is the number one mineral that 75% of Americans are deficient in. If you are a woman over 35, magnesium will help you rediscover balance, energy, and vitality. Magnesium supports more than 300 enzymatic reactions in your body, including those involved in hormonal balance. From functional medicine doctors to mental well-being and female hormone experts, we all know that magnesium is the one mineral to improve all aspects of well-being and health. But which one? Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, the trusted choice recommended by leading experts with 7 best-absorbed forms of magnesium to ensure your body receives the support it needs for overall well-being. Go to buyoptimizers.com/balance today and use code BALANCE10 for 10% off. Support your journey to wellness at buyoptimizers.com/balance. Magnesium Breakthrough from Bioptimizers, your foundation to optimal health and vitality.